Think a minute. Little Al was a sweet 5-year-old boy and quite the little Englishman with his proper dress and manners. His father, a successful businessman in London, called him his little lamb. Yet for some reason, this daddy was setting up little Al for the shock of his life. One day while Al was playing, his father called him and handed him an envelope. He told his little son to take the note down the street to the police station and wait for the police chief to read it and reply. Little Al was proud his daddy had given him such an important mission. He ran as fast as his little legs could carry him. When he reached the police station, he proudly handed his daddy's note to the police captain and said, "I'm to wait for an answer." The police captain read the note, then said to the boy, "Come with me." Little Al followed him through a door, down a long hallway, and through another door, until they were standing in front of an open jail cell. Before Little Al knew what was happening, the policeman put him inside and shut the heavy iron-barred door behind him. As the police captain walked away, he said to the 5-year-old boy, "This is what we do to naughty boys." Then everything was silent. No one heard Little Al's frightened cries that seemed to last forever. Finally, the police chief returned. Without saying a word, he opened the jail cell door and let the boy out. Little Al ran out of there. He never knew why his father did that, or what bad thing he'd done at age 5 to deserve such a terrible, scary punishment. Well, from that day on, for the rest of his life, Al lived with fear. But instead of running away from it, he seemed to almost keep running toward it. He even used his fear creatively to scare millions of people as they watched the scary movies of Alfred Hitchcock. Maybe you had things done to you when you were a child or teenager that gave you fears you still live with. Why not ask Jesus to take control of your heart today and ask him to fill you with his power to conquer your fear? He'll free you so you can live and enjoy your life to the fullest. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.